And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Oh, yeah, what's all that? Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a show where we sit around and we talk about board games, play board games, and all sorts of things. This week on the Munchkin Minute, where do you store your Munchkin cards? Hi, everyone. It's Steven Schleicher along with Dr. Brad Will and D&D Brian. And Rob is here with a new haircut, but since this isn't video, you're not going to see it.
It's a good haircut.
It is a good haircut.
Yeah, dude, like, wave to the camera, Rob.
So I got this email, and actually it was more of a request on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Mm-hmm. And the person was like, hey, I know you've talked about the big Munchkin box that holds all your stuff. How is it for... like the dungeon cards and the spinner counters and all those other things. Is there enough room in that? And, of course, the middle of the Munchkin box does have space for that, and you can fit a fair amount of stuff in there. But then the bigger question is, what if I have a lot of Munchkin stuff? What are some recommendations for storing all of my Munchkin stuff so that it is easy to travel and carry and take with me? You guys have any ideas?
Traveling and carrying, I could go with tackle boxes or craft boxes.
Yeah,
those like, tend to be the best. Just as
general game holders, yeah. In general for traveling.
Well, so you guys have mentioned a lot about this, or maybe Brad, you
broken
have.
Broken Token?
Well, Broken Token, they don't have any Munchkin stuff, but they do have something called boxes. a generic card thing that goes in this Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
Art box. Tell me about this art box.
This is my favorite thing ever. I have three of these, and the Broken Token insert runs about $25.
Right.
The Hobby Lobby box. I don't know how. I just looked online, in fact, and it runs about $25 this week. But I don't know if maybe it's the half off thing. And they're usually $50, or they're
well. And if you go in, they've got a 40% off.
And you always get the 40% off coupon. Yeah, if it's full set price. So I looked at the $25 price, seems suspiciously low to me. I'm thinking maybe we're looking at a half off week. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I didn't look that close.
Okay.
At it. But it's a pretty pricey investment. Now the problem is when we just check this that the other thing I like to do with my Broken Token inserts that I have for the Arkham Horror card game, mm-hmm. and the Lord of the Rings card game, and blah, 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 Star Wars card game. I like to put those, there are these little plastic, clear plastic card boxes made by Ultra Pro.
Right.
They make them in a 25 count size, which is about a half inch thick, and it fits perfectly in one of those slots in that Broken Token box.
Mm-hmm.
And then they make a 50 count that's about an inch thick, and they make a 100 count. They make all these different sizes. But we just checked it. And those boxes that I use for all my tokens and junk for my other games are too small for the Munchkin dials.
Right, for the dials and obviously the bookmarks and the other things.
Yeah.
Just too small for that. But, I mean, if you're looking for a place to store your cards, I mean, that would be a solution because, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got like this Munchkin 3, Marvel Munchkin 3 Cosmic Chaos, that's a pretty flimsy box to be carrying around. Yeah. So if you want to put all of your Marvel Munchkin stuff in one container or two containers – you could do it with one of those plastic pieces.
I mean, the Marvel Munchkin stuff, you could pretty much fit all in that Marvel Munchkin, the base box.
Yeah, probably,
at least until the X-Men set comes out, probably. But then, for the most part...
I think the only Munchkin that doesn't fit in its base set anymore is probably just base the original Munchkin. Base Munchkin with all of the expansions.
Yes. Right.
All the others should fit in their base box.
Mm-hmm. Over the last couple of months, I've really got a kick out of the Broken Token stuff for just general storage. Mm-hmm. You guys remember with the Flux games, I got the Broken Token box to put together for that.
Nice.
If you are a craft person, something that I've just done recently after we were finishing up our Eldritch Horror game, because I had all my pieces like everywhere crammed into one box, I was like, this needs to be organized. I went online and I found a pattern for just cutting it out of foam core to glue together my own little storage system that would fit inside the Eldritch Horror box. Hmm. So Another option that people might want to think about is look online and see if you can find a pattern to build your own box, or, you know, maybe if you have one of the artist edition boxes, those are pretty big.
Yeah.
Maybe you can build your own storage system for that, or like Brad said, a Hobby Lobby type art box. Yep. And then you cut out the styrofoam and put it in there and create a storage system for that too. So there's a lot of things to try, I think.
Yeah. I would say if you have a particularly massive collection and you really want to get it all in one container,
you're not going to. I mean, you're going to have to get
reason.
like an army footlocker.
I'd say look at your collectible card game stores. Yeah. I mean, they have these huge boxes.
It's for one of the like 5,000 commons.
Oh, yeah. Those are those white boxes. They sell those online too on Amazon. That was another one that I saw.
And they're
super
cheap.
Yeah, they are. And are they plastic or cardboard?
Cardboard.
Okay. Yeah, so go check out your local gaming store because they may have some of those.
You can get it all in there. I mean, you could probably get the dials if you put in sideways, like, stack them together, probably.
Yeah, I think you'd probably be able to get those in there, too. And your dungeon cords.
They're terrible for traveling.
Are they?
But depends on the size.
Yeah. I mean, you might have to get, like, some of those spongy game insert things that you can find in various games, like Smash Up.
Well, I'm thinking I'm specifically thinking that, you know, with the dials and the dungeon cards and some of those other, like, the Marvel has those big character cards.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the person who was writing to us was wanting to know about is, how do I store those? Is there enough room in a big Munchkin box? And I think if you have if you have four or five Munchkin base sets or, you know, games or whatever that have the dungeons and the dials and all that stuff will all fit nicely inside a big Munchkin box.
Yeah.
There is a plastic piece that goes on top that you can put all of your bookmarks and instruction manuals and stuff on there. So that works really well. So I don't know if we've really helped this particular listener out, but there are a lot of options out there for people to check out.
I'd recommend one other thing.
Okay.
If you're using rubber bands,
Don't.
Stop that. Buy Hugo's Amazing Tape.
Yeah, you've shown us that before. Explain that really quick.
So Hugo's Amazing Tape is a clear tape, and it comes in varying widths, I think, 1.5 to 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And it sticks only to itself, but it sticks to itself very well. So you can wrap it around a deck of cards, and it will stick to itself, and your cards will not go flying all over the place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't, and that's the nice thing, because you don't want it to stick to your cards and peel off the cards or leave a residue or something that suddenly becomes a hidden indicator for somebody who's playing opposite.
Right. Yeah, and I did have some cards. One game. I can't remember what it was that did not react well.
It wasn't the Cthulhu game.
No. In fact, it was a really kind of secondary. I wasn't too disappointed. It would figure that this game would
have some crappy game.
Yeah, it was like whatever. Shouldn't have wasted my good Hugo's Amazing Tape on it.
And what does this cost per roll?
It can be pretty expensive. In fact, you need to look online, and I can't remember how this goes, but if you buy it in Amazon in the sewing notions, because apparently this is something that you use to keep your spools of thread stored well.
Yeah.
In sewing notions, it has one price. If you buy it sort of in the general area, it has a completely different price. One of those is ridiculous, and the other one is not, and I can't remember which of those it is. But make sure you get all the prices you can if you're getting it from Amazon, because sometimes they're better than others. Oh, now, there's another weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
After I initially bought my Hugo's Amazing Tape, which is plastic tape that sticks to itself, I got a lot of suggestions from Amazon about various colors of other kinds of sticks to itself, but not skin tape that a person might use if you had other interests.
Oh, I see.
Other than gaming.
I see.
Yeah. And so that was
weird.
So you
bought a whole bunch.
No, it was just really weird. I mean, it's just like, Amazon, what? What are you doing? Like, no. This is not.
Well, if people are buying stuff from Amazon, if they would and they could help us out, head over to MajorSpoilers.com and click on the Amazon link there. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy products through that Amazon link at MajorSpoilers.com. A little bit comes back our way. And it allows us to keep shows like this going week after week and month after month and year after year. So appreciate everyone who is doing that. If you also want to help us out in other ways, there is our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers, where you can get a whole bunch of bonus content. If you think this show is worth at least a buck an episode, or maybe even 50 cents an episode, head over to patreon.com/majorspoilers and sign up today. Till next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2017 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.